Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Kendall, shut up!
Yes, Kendall, shut up. I'm glad you're telling yourself that now.
And of course, everybody else is too.
Get in while the getting's good. That's what I say.
Relax, listeners. It's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Ocus Bocus. Ocus Bocus.
Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Books.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
We're in the library talking about books.
We're not in the library, Kendall. But I would like to set out a sort of library frame of mind for the listeners today. If you have a card, you know, we'll need to see that when you check out your books. You need to keep your voice down to a well-modulated level.
I feel like that was directed at me.
And this next one is definitely directed at you. Kendall, there is no touching of your personal area in the periodicals room.
It's so exciting, though.
Oh.
And learn the Dewey Decimal System.
Know it. Learn it, know it, live it. Live it.
I'm so glad
we have this show together.
I'm too Cliff. It warms my soul. I gotta address the elephant in the room.
Me?
No.
Still a joke.
Me.
No, I'm talking about me because you've lost so much weight.
Kendall, I have not either. Quit lying.
You lost
to
like
the
6 whole pounds and you look fabulous. And I've gained like 20 pounds.
You have gained nothing. You have lost what, like 4?
I have like two pairs of clothes that fit. When I say pair, like a pants and a shirt.
Two outfits. He's got two outfits. That's more than you came with when you got married, probably. Two outfits, right? What was I wondering about your marriage the other day? Something. I can't remember. today.
Glad we expounded on that.
Kendall, you know people all the time just sit around and think about your marriage.
Uh-huh.
It is a thing that people do. And it's a pastime for those that know Kendall and Susan. And they're wonderful, but we think, we stop, we wonder, we pause. What things that make you go, huh? The real reason was Kendall's marriage. Was what CNC Music Factory was getting at. Kendall, this is a show about books.
And with that, we're back to books.
We're celebrating them today. Kendall, it's a book-abration.
What? Did you make this big banner that says book-abration just for this event?
No, Kendall, I bought it at the banner store. Of course I made it just for this event. Charles been tacking it up all day long. He's up, you know,
I smelled something in here.
There's a lingering odor from, you know, it's evidence.
I'm sorry, dear, to bust in here, dear.
I
just wanted to say I'm so excited that you guys are finally doing an episode about books.
I'm excited too. This is part of Book Abration. You know, for a long time, I thought you and I were the only ones around here who read. I know, Kendall, do you read?
Do I read? I'm not pointing any fingers, dear. I read all the time. I read Facebook.
No,
I read books.
Oh, God.
It bothers
Facebook,
me.
I'm just kidding.
It bothers me today that kids don't read more books.
Doesn't it bother you about kids today?
Yeah, please don't get me started on children.
But we got to give it to Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, who really popularized books once and for all.
She made them famous again.
She made them famous. You know, for a long time, they just were very unpopular. Kids would not even touch them.
Expecto
I just wanted to say I'm so excited that you guys are doing this.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Hang around.
Well, no, dear, I have to go, but I've got to start my book club, dear, but I just wanted to say I'm so excited.
Well, dear, have your book club, dear.
Oh, dear, yeah, I mustn't be late, dear. Toodaloo. Oh, thanks, Mrs. Butter-Butter-Churn.
I'm excited, too. She and I were talking long into the night. You know, she regretted ever reading those 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I know. She's been praying about it.
She's been praying about it. She was praying that the sequel would be closer to the book, more mm-hmm. than the first one, which she saw. But, you know, 50 Shades of Grey aside, what else is popular in the book world today?
Like, today?
Or yesterday, maybe tomorrow. What do you think would be popular tomorrow?
Well, I honestly have no idea today, because I haven't looked at the New York bestseller.
Damned if I know.
But I know what has been popular in the past.
The Bible.
Oh, the Bible's always popular.
Surprisingly popular for such a book filled with sex and violence.
And it went on top 10 lists for the past 1,000 years.
Top 10 lists. Every top 10 list you can come around. Everybody's like, what are the great books?
The Bible. The Bible.
Gotta read that. You know, Kendall, it is a very popular trend in Hollyweird, which uh-huh. we came from many years ago.
Yep.
Long forgotten now. We came from Hollywood.
You know, I forgot it 10 days after we left.
But you know, they keep adapting Bible stuff because they're mm-hmm. they're getting those dollar bills.
Getting those dollars.
But you know, they're making that series after Bible.
What?
Yeah, it's after the time of Jesus. It's like, what happened after?
Today.
I think it'll probably be as good as, remember there was After MASH, a show that was about what happened after MASH. Uh-huh. There was Mayberry RFD, about what happened after Andy Griffith left the Andy Griffith Show. So
what happened after Jesus was risen and went back to heaven?
And left. What happened? Well, you gotta wait.
Gotta find out.
That's coming on. It's either coming on History or NBC. I can't remember.
Channel.
Honestly, it's a sequel to that. They had a big Bible miniseries.
What happened with the world?
Waiting on the world to change.
I am waiting. I've been waiting a long time.
Waiting on the world to... Kendall, I'm supposed to keep singing.
I know you will if I don't stop you.
I will.
What is your favorite book? Not including Harry Potter. Right. What's like your favorite classic book?
My favorite classic book?
Uh-huh.
Okay, my favorite classic book, which a classic would be like written a while ago.
Yeah, right? Like an old classic book.
Old classic. My favorite classic book is East of Eden by John Steinbeck.
I have not read East of Eden.
It is
but
great.
Mine is also a John Steinbeck, Mice and Men.
Look at us. Now we are the manliest
man. Look at this John
Steinbeck books. Now I'll let you know if you can get a visual. East of Eden's like 500 pages long, and of Mice and Men was printed on the back of a napkin.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that gives you some indication of how much the hosts read.
Well, I sympathize with Lenny.
Kendall just wants to raise rabbits. He just wants to live out in the country.
And get real smart one day.
It's a beautiful thought. It's a beautiful thought, Kendall. Come on, maybe.
Yes, it's beautiful to me.
Come on. What is
fun facts, fun facts.
What are you facting them about, kid?
Oh, I'm facting about how fat I am. Cliff, I do have some fun facts that our writer sent over to me.
I hope that they are fun. I'm looking forward to them over here.
There were some that we had left over from another
they
episode.
They were left over?
But I don't even... I'm looking through them. I'm like, this is so long ago.
Is it fun? Or the retrospect not as fun?
Nothing is as fun in retrospect.
Nothing is.
But did
fun.
You know, and this is pertinent to our show,
okay.
Because you know Mr. Snodbottom
obesity.
Prides.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Snodbottom prides himself, our show, on having a fax machine.
He does. We have a fax
machine.
That
is the way we communicate because he does not trust any other form of communication.
No, he tried to get on the email train. Didn't work.
But so North Korea, did you know this, uses a fax machine to send threats to South Korea.
Do they really? That's adorable.
I thought it was a wonderful fun fact.
That is so cute, because you can just hear that fax machine like, oh my god, they're going to blow us up. Kendall, I want you to sit down. Sit down. You stood up for a second. Sit back down.
Oh.
I want you to sit down for this fun fact, because listen to this. Believe it or not, everybody out there, if you put Saturn, the whole planet, if you just dropped it in a big old planet-sized bucket of water, that mofo would float. It would just float right to the top. Kendall, did you know the density of Saturn is so low not the high density of Cliff and Kendall, but it's low density that if you were to put it in a giant glass of water, it would just float the heck right back up to the top and just bob up and down like a planet. Can you believe this?
Like a planet? That is some dense shit.
That is some, it's not very dense. It's low dense.
I mean, that is some non-dense shit.
Yeah, the dense shit is...
The fun fact was dense.
Right. Sorry, I didn't mean to point to you when I said dense.
Oh, stop it.
Alright, Kendo, you fact him. I gotta go get something out of the thing.
Oh, of course. No. Cliff, did you know that a baby girl born in Hong Kong was found to be pregnant with twins?
No.
It's a condition known as foetus in foetu, which occurs in 1 in 500,000 births.
That makes me want to vomit.
I know, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Oh, what are you doing?
April Fool's Cliff, I took a foghorn and put it under your chair when you were gone. So when you sat on it, it hit the top and made a big, loud...
And oh, I'm prone to heartache anymore. I do not appreciate that.
You got another fun fact for us.
April Fool's or not? April Fool's! I don't know. I do. I'm just kidding. I do. April Fool's. Got one. April Fool's. I don't. April Fool's. I do have one. Here we go.
I've lost track.
All right, Kendall. April Fool's. This is no fool. No fooling. All right. No fooling, everybody. The moon. Oh, God. Get your hankies. Get your hankies ready. Because I know this is supposed to be a fun fact, but it is a sad...
This is a sad fun fact we have.
It is a sad little fun fact. Oh, my God. First, you're weeping from pregnant infants. What the hell? Everybody, do you know one of our best friends, the moon, is drifting away from Earth? Oh, yeah.
I'm saying goodbye.
Yeah. Every year, the moon moves about almost 4 centimeters away.
4 centimeters?
Yes. That's because of the tide.
Oh, my God. By the time we die, that's going to be like 4 inches.
Oh, think our waists have gone up and down, up and down, up, 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 up. And it just grown so much more than the moon is going away. But isn't that depressing, Kendall? Isn't that just sad?
Yes, it is sad.
Think that future generations, they won't have a moon so close.
It's going to be hard to bring you the moon when it gets further and further away.
Bring me the moon.
Yeah, you know, from Wonderful Life.
Oh, tie a lasso around the moon.
And bring you the moon. Did it say bring you the moon?
Kendall, everybody knows the most classic line from It's a Wonderful Life is, bring me the moon.
Bring me the moon.
I wish we were playing Are You Talking to Me? And we were doing movie quotes. And somebody else was here.
Shut up!
Who could verify that It's a Wonderful Life is known for, bring me the moon.
Cliff, did you know
and you
teenager?
Say it like a horse.
Did yeah. You know? Okay, my Jimmy Stewart's not excellent. A teenager managed to pose as a doctor at a hospital in Florida for at least a month.
Oh, no.
Until he was reported by a patient. It's a modern-day
Doogie
Howser.
Oh, no. Doogie. Next thing you know, that kid's going to be posing as an Oscar host. Oh, no. Kendall, finally on this fun fact journey that we've been on.
It has been a journey.
To fun and back. Kendall, speaking of the moon, the alter ego, the sun, it loses, don't we wish we could do this, it loses up to 1 billion kilograms a second due to solar winds.
Oh, I too wish.
Wouldn't
I could
you
lose
stand?
Anything per second.
Oh, we would both stand in a solar wind for just a few seconds if we could lose 1 billion kilograms.
Oh,
come on.
I need a good solar wind right now.
Come on, Kendall. This room still smells like a solar wind from when Charles was in here.
I know.
Hanging up this banner from the banner store. And it's a banner day. At Cliff and Kendall.
It is a banner day, Cliff. I gotta take a break.
You gotta take a break. I gotta take a break.
I heard there's some donuts in the break room.
Break time!
We'll be right back after this.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What? Keeping the coffee in the icebox?
Yes, Mr. Jones, it's a new kind of coffee. Roasted by a new secret process. Hence, this new none-such coffee has a different flavor. A flavor preserved by vacuum packing. The flavor retained by refrigeration after the jar has been opened. Try new none-such coffee now. Use half the jar. If not 100% satisfied, get all your money back from your grocer without argument. Special for Movie Week, only 28 cents a pound, plus 3 cents refundable deposit on the jar.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Thank you.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It was beautiful, Cliff.
That was.
A tear come to my eye.
Thank you. Thank you for conducting me through that moment.
Well, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
I did get out my special baton.
You did. And since you did that, I have something for you. Since you did that for me. Austin, will you bring in those donuts that we...
Oh, I heard about them. I didn't see them out there. Yeah,
here they are.
All right, bring in those donuts that we got for Kendall earlier.
Oh, that looks
earlier.
So good. Oh, I'm going to take a powdered one.
All right. Thank you, Austin.
Uh-huh.
All right. How is it?
Oh, God.
You're so rude.
Oh, God. What is wrong with these donuts?
What does it mean, what's wrong with them? It's a good donut. Eat that.
Oh, God, I need a drink of whiskey.
What is wrong with you? I'm just kidding. April Fools.
What?
I had Austin. He put bacon powder all over
that cake donut.
He rolled it in petroleum jelly, and then he put bacon powder all over it so it'd stick. Thanks,
Austin.
Austin,
I expected this from him, but not from you. Oh, God. That was awful because it's terrible.
He's outside the door, but I'm high-fiving.
Ugh.
High five. Now, that one was the joke.
I can't get that taste out of it.
The other one is the real gift. The first one was a joke.
What is this one?
It's, I don't know, cream-filled whatever. I don't eat cream-filled. I like the whole.
Oh. Oh God!
Okay, get away, dude. Now, what's funny is you like cream-filled donuts, and I like the ones with the hole. But then, when you think sexually, it's the opposite.
Oh my God!
Kendall, what are you doing, spitting out?
This? What is this?
High five him again, Austin. Austin filled that one. He sucked all of the custard out. He put a straw in there, and then he licked all the rest of it. And then he squeezed in, he put mayonnaise in one of those
Martha pastry
bags.
Oh, God, yep. This is awful.
All right, now
wait, did you use my Martha Stewart pastry bags?
Well, he used the... They're all of ours. They belong to all of us. You bought them with studio money.
Okay.
Now, there's one left in that box.
No, I'm not eating anymore.
It's one left! Come on! That one's the real...
No, I don't trust you anymore. No. I don't trust you anymore. I'm not eating a donut.
I'm just laughing because of the other ones. You should eat
No! I'm not going to do it.
April Fool.
What was in the other one? Oil?
No, okay, no. I would not ever do anything that would hurt you.
It looks like a chocolate-covered donut, but it's probably oil.
Oil can.
What do you mean never do anything to hurt me? You've already hurt me so much. When you touch my food, you've hurt me.
Oh, Kendall. Hush. Now don't you cry.
Cliff, it's time for an emergency book quiz. Oh, my star.
My exploding haystack.
Cliff, I've got an emergency book quiz for you.
Oh, no. I bet I get 100%.
Do you now?
Let's bet.
Let's bet a donut.
Bet a donut. It's all yours, bud.
Cliff, which actor is not a New York Times best-selling author?
Okay.
Meryl Streep, Justin Bieber, Snooki, or Jessica Alba?
That would be Meryl Streep.
Yes. That was, of course...
Of course, I'm a streeper from way back. Well, she's too busy doing incredible art to write a terrible book. The other people had time on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Kendra, I want to ask you this. It's a question about books. We're talking about books today. We did mention them in the first half, didn't we? Okay.
We did say something about books.
Kendall, I remember the Bible. Remember the Bible. Other than the Bible, what is the best-selling novel of all time?
Moby Dick?
No, of course not. You think the most people out of the world are going to want to read Moby Dick?
I don't know. I was trying to think of the literary...
No, not even...
50 Shades of Grey?
Yes. No, okay, no, thank God, not that. Somewhere between Moby Dick and 50 Shades of Grey lies Don Quixote.
Really?
It is I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha.
You're right, that is exactly between the Bible and 50 Shades of Grey.
It is exactly.
Right in the middle. All right, Cliff.
To dream the impossible dream.
In Harry Potter.
To fight.
Nope.
I keep going. The unfeedable foe.
No, you have to pay attention. In Harry Potter,
to bear the unbearable sorrow.
Kendall, why don't they cast me in the Bushelltown Community Players musicals? Are you hearing this? Over here?
Well, I told you the stage cannot hold your weight.
Yes, it can. They have reinforced it.
But in Harry Potter,
yes.
When Harry looked in the mirror over the kitchen mantelpiece at the Weasley's house,
okay.
What did it shout at him?
What did it shout? The mirror... on the Weasley's mantelpiece, it shouted, "What up, Harry?"
No, but it shouted, "Tuck in your shirt, Scruffy."
Tuck in your shirt, Scruffy. That's what I'm going to be my new put down. Oh, God.
That's going to be my new put down. I'm just going to go up and belch in people's faces.
Oh, my God. All right. It's your choice. Kendall, next one for you in this emergency book quiz, tip quiz about books, rather. Yeah. Kendall, I want you to know that Edgar Allan Poe, when he sat down on that evening full of woe so many years ago, he had a different idea in mind for the raven. He just thought it might be better if those words came out of some other bird's mouth. And I'm asking you this, what was his first choice instead of the raven to quote Nevermore?
A crow?
No.
A mockingbird?
No crow. Oh, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. A mockingbird? Kendall, are you kidding me?
A vulture?
No. Oh, you got no culture. Kendall, it was a parrot.
Oh, a parrot.
It was a parrot. Can you imagine if every parrot in history sat on a pirate's shoulder and said, Nevermore!
I know I couldn't quite put a parrot next to Edgar Allan Poe.
Parrot, you can't compare it.
You can't. Cliff and Alice in Wonderland, the attendees of the Mad Hatter's Tea Party are the Mad Hatter, a Dormouse, and whom?
And the March Hare.
The March Hare, yes, you're correct.
Oh, I am correct.
Literary genius.
What a literary genius I am. Me or, what's his face?
Oh, Lewis Carroll.
Yeah, oh, look at you. Look at you, literary master over here.
I have read a book in my time.
Lewis of Mice and Men. He read it.
I read two books in my time.
Now, I have to admit this. This is just an aside as I'm looking through these.
Oh, weird. Great. An aside.
Speaking of classic works that you have read, now I admit I've not read everything, but far from it. Most of those classic book lists I've not read.
I've read it all. I just can't remember any of it.
Anna Karenina is 800 pages long. I read half of it. I read 400 pages.
No, I'm not going to go that far.
I would like half a round of applause for that. Okay, Kendall, literary quiz time, buddy boy.
All right.
What literary master was forced into hiding after the publication of the novel The Catcher in the Rye? Speaking of Bushelltown and things Bushelltown is famous for, it's rye. Bushelltown and Blobsmush are known for their rye. And so was this author who was forced into hiding after the publication of his novel, The Catcher in the Rye. Rye. It does a body good.
I should know. The author to catch in Rye.
Here's Mud and Rye. T.S. No. Hey, I want to give you half a round of applause for this. Okay, their name also has letters in it. J.D. Salinger.
J.D. Salinger.
J.D.
Good old J.D.
G.D. It was J.D.
I knew there was going to be one of these questions during this book quiz that I was like, oh my God, I can't remember the name of the author.
Oh my God. All right, one more for me, Kendall.
That's all I got.
I'll take one. No, what?
I gave you three. That's all I got.
Holy mother.
Holy mother of mothers.
Holy mother of mothers. This book show about books.
It's over?
It feels over, but what we're going to do now.
Hold on now.
What?
I was going to ask you a question.
All right. I just asked you for another question. You're like, I'm out.
No, not a question of the segment, but another question. What are some other wonderful authors of our present day that you love?
Of our present day. Mm-hmm. Well.
Or in recent history.
It's fitting that the other Oprahs of several years ago, us, are finally doing a show. Well, unfortunately, we're not kicking off a book club.
That's coming soon, I'm sure.
No, because what I would hate is for us to do the book club show and I'd be the only one talking because I'm the only one that finished reading it.
Oh, I would have finished.
Burn. And that's not because Kendall can't. It's just he's very busy. He's got to smooth out that one lump that in the wall in his house that keeps moving.
F***ing lump won't stop.
Well, you smooth it out one day, it pops up in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. The next, I don't know. Of course, at least that's something popping up in the bedroom.
Whoa,
this went from preaching to roasting.
Every episode's a roast of me.
That's why listeners love it. And it's not roasting. You know this is just good old-fashioned, friendly ball-busting back and forth.
It's when a frog's in water and you're slowly raising the temperature, it doesn't realize it's being boiled.
I'm just waiting for you to get a few good jabs in at me. Someday you'll get a few back at me.
Oh, I'm preparing a list.
You're stewing on them, and I like that. I like that. Kendall, if I was going to recommend any authors, I love Miranda July. I don't know, my favorite author probably is little known author Stephen King.
So, little known.
Nobody's really heard of him, but maybe one day. All right, Kendall, the next part of our show. What about you? Any other authors that you love?
I do like Stephen King.
Yeah.
I love Michael Crichton.
I was waiting for that one. Now, any that I wasn't expecting?
I'm sure there are that I can't think of right now. Because that was one of the spot.
We loved Jurassic Park. I saw it 6 times in the theater.
I've read a lot of other books other than Jurassic Park. I read Prey. I read Andromeda Strain. I read The Fifth Element. He's written a lot of books.
He's written a lot, and I don't doubt that you have.
Robert Langdon books.
God.
I love them.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us all.
For the clues, not for the writing.
I read The Da Vinci Code, and then the only other one that I really liked was The Da Vinci Christmas Code. That was about Santa's original sleigh. Kendall, the next part of our show. Mr. Snodbottom has decided in his infinite wisdom that, you know, today's climate, we're filled with too much media, too much news, too many things that just are bombarding us constantly, demanding our time. And that's why people don't read. And so he said, why don't we, on this book celebration episode, this book-abration, why don't we have a segment, just a short segment, 9 or 10 minutes of silent reading time. And Kendall, I got you a book over there that I thought you would like.
I'm very excited about it.
And I've got a book over here I'm going to read. We're going to play some light classical music that helps the brain power in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to read. Listeners at home, if you have one of those devices that you can also listen to this show on.
You mean a Kindle?
A Kindle. If you're unlucky enough to have a Kindle at home. I'm kidding. If you have won the virtual
building
lottery like I have, and you are surrounded at all times by a Kindle, then get it out, whip that mother out, and open up to whatever page you're on, and let's read. Let's read, Busheltown. Let's read, America.
Let's read. Here we go.
Not be laughing over there. Peter, you're bothering me. I'm reading a very serious book.
I can't help it, but this is funny. Can you not read a line like the drunk replies, "Yes, ma'am, I've indeed shit myself."
No, can you not read a line like, and then with a little shudder, the elf became quite still.
No, I can't read that again. That's why I don't.
His eyes were nothing more than great glassy orbs sprinkled with light from the stars they could not see. You know, you got to stop this bad person laughing over here. this is annoying me to death, this wheezing laughing from this
gelatinous
blob.
I can't help it. I am fat.
It goes on like that. It's got ellipses.
Well, I can't help it if you handed me filthy, dirty jokes to read.
Kendall, I don't know why. Give me the throw that away. Get back to Austin. All right, Kendall, this is a sad end to a book abrasion.
This was a great end.
What a great end.
I was enjoying that book.
I was weeping over here. Dobby.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't help it. It was a filthy, dirty joke book. I was laughing out loud.
Whatever.
If our listeners love books as much as we do, then...
Ooh, I hope so. If they can tear themselves away from reading and listening to this show.
I was about to say, if they can tear themselves from listening to the show to actually go read a book, do so. But also go to cliffkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffkendall, we're everywhere. You know where to check us out.
You know where to check us out. Come on.
Just search Cliff and Kendall. Our millions of websites will show up.
Yeah. Kendall, you know you've read a good book when you turn the last page and feel a little as if you've lost a friend. And that was said by Paul Sweeney. And I just lost a friend. I'm crying over here because Dobby, taking back to the first minute that I read that, that whole book, everybody's dying the whole time. And then Dobby, I have lost a friend with all this bashing
you've done on the show.
Oh, Kendall, this is ball busting. It's not ball bashing.
A room without books. It's like a body without a soul.
Oh, God.
And that was Marcus Cicero.
Oh, Marcus, I love it. Oh, whoa, fill your house with stacks of books and all the crannies and all the nooks. Oh, that was said by who's? Dr. Seuss.
And finally, Cliff, the Cliff and Kendall of his time.
Yeah.
Good friends, good books, and a sleepy conscience. This is the ideal life. And that was... Mark Twain.
Mark Twain, the Cliff and Kendall of his time. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
All right. Close the book on that one, Dano.
Put it back on the shelf.
And that's the end of that chapter.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Beautiful.
Don't sing!
I am beautiful.
In every single way.